You're the only one come down here. You didn't have no partner with you coming down?
No, I'm just by myself.
Oh, you're doing well.
I don't know about that.
You've got a good background, I know. You're not a bad young man. You're going in the proper places. When you told me you went to Rain Memorial Church, I knew that was it.
Well,
you're God fearing, in other words.
Just because somebody goes to church doesn't mean they're a good person.
No, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to live in church. I wouldn't say that. But when you do think, you think of God when you go to church, and everybody don't do that today. You know that too.
Yeah. In church, the preacher.
I bet you got more blessing and you got more incentive to live day by day. You don't run into trouble like some of these other fellows forget God, you know.
In church, the preacher delivers a...
Yeah. I thought you was going to be here this Sunday. I was going to try to go up there and get to see that chapel. I've never seen it. It's a beautiful. Did you see the inside of that little chapel at Rain Memorial? You didn't go in the chapel, huh?
No, I haven't seen
it. Did you notice what kind of furniture they had up there? Did they have these antique chairs trimmed in gold? Gold velvet?
Yes, I saw
them. They still got them there.
Yes.
That's long, long time they got them. Beautiful yes. Chairs. It's a pretty church. Most of our churches are pretty.
Yeah.
They're all historic, 100 years old or more, you know?
That church is pretty, but I think that Episcopal church is even...
Well, some of the more modern churches, of course, went with the time. But that church has a light. They call it the light in the steeple. It burns all at night. You never notice that light up in the steeple?
No.
You pass up the avenue if you ride up there, but you know, if it's night, you see.
Well, a long time
but
ago.
But you don't come up this way at night. See, you live down the front. When you went to the concert last night, you didn't come up. It was night. It was downtown.
Yes, ma'am. When somebody, long time ago, when a boy spent a lot of time with a girl, you know, and he was going over to see the same girl a lot, they'd say he was...
Well, I guess it happened all over the United States. It's according to the how modern the times are in that section, whatever you call it, that period. But they caught it plenty down here, 25 years. Now, that young man courted my cousin 25 years. Well, like I'm telling you, it was a pain in the neck, but the girl had her mother, widowed mother, to take care, and this young man, they were wealthy, but they were so tight, it was funny. They wouldn't spend, mother controlled the money.
He was a regular.
They had property, and he had to give account of every nickel to her, and they'd go to auctions and buy soap, like I told you, and then she had a miserly way of living, and my cousin ain't a good living teaching music, piano. And she kept her mother dressed up nice and want to go to show, she could go, you know. Well, this old lady never believed in all that. You was extravagant. You was going to die poor and all that. So Julia didn't marry. She sacrificed her life. And they went out riding one Sunday, and after my mother died, I went to live with them. And I was music crazy all the time. I'd bought some new records, and I refused to go. I stayed home. And it wasn't gone 5 minutes when I had an accident and my aunt got, she was in the back. I'd have got hurt too if I'd have been along, jammed up against some colored man run over a red light, and the old lady got landed in the hospital, and 2 weeks after she was dead. You get pneumonia in them hospitals, you know, with all that air conditioning. That. So, there it is.
Huh.
And then she got married 2 months after. So I think the old lady made him promise to marry her. His mother was dead, and now she was going to die. See, it was clear. She only married 5 years when he died. She had a hard life.
Yeah.
And he left no will, so she didn't get the money.
When a girl didn't want to see a boy anymore, she...
Well, she just told him no, I guess. The parents generally rule the roost. They come out and tell the young man not to come back anymore.
Well, they said that boy hadn't been the same.
I stayed on Street once before, and there were Spanish people lived downstairs, and they had two young girls, and they got company, and